And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show, goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'm doing number one of the Triple Dipper. By the way, the text lines are open, and I'll get a few more of those real quick before I start. Let's see here. Tracy from Athens, I was happy to hear you on the Yaffe show this morning. Thank you, Tracy. I was happy to be there. I love the fact that we kind of go back and forth and not even all on the same channels. I mean, like, I was on Yaffe this morning at WVNN in Huntsville. I was on Jeff Poor's show on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile this morning as well. They were on my show. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate you listening. Bama Grant from Huntsville. Fanny, that's the DA in Georgia. Fanny wants the trial to start the day before Super Tuesday. I know, man. It's nuts. Barbara from Trinity says, I agree with Senator Tommy Tuberville. There you go. Thank you, Barbara. Wendy from Moulton. Boomer, if you haven't seen it already, go find the statement put out by Oliver Anthony, a.k.a. Christopher Anthony. I think it's on Twitter. It's really good. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I bet it's about just his song and how it's taken off and things like that. So yeah, I'm going to look it up.
All right, good deal. Steve from Huntsville. Ross Perot, much like your subject, was also a great and wise man. I voted for him twice. He received the highest percentage of third-party votes both times, likely why Clinton was elected. That is true. I will say he is the reason why we got Bill Clinton. He recognized and could have averted many of the issues that affect us today had he become president. Yeah, some call him a spoiler in the election season, but I tell you what, though, in many ways, that man was a leader, and we need more corporate figures like him in America right now. I think he would, boy, I tell you what, if he was here right now, I'd love to hear what he says about DEI and wokeness and, you know, current corporate culture. Crazy Joe from Decatur sent me something. What is this right here? I don't know what it's for, but it says, Mom, make sure she gets all her recommended sugary treats. And I don't know why we're seeing that, but thank you very much. JT from Lacey Springs, I sent you something. What'd he send you? Oh, hang on. Can I read it? Is it okay? Yeah. Oh, dadgum, JT.
Absolutely.
More okay. Parenting advice from JT. He says, two rules plus one about children. Number one, do not ask them to deal with adult issues. Number two, do not burden them with situations they cannot control. Number three, Alabama is the best college football team ever. Warrigal to both of you. All right, let's see here. Scott from Athens. Okay, I am not going to wind up reading the entire thing, but I appreciate you. He sent me the lyrics?
No, it's part of the lyric. He changed them.
Your mic's not on, but I can't hear you.
He changed the lyrics for this, so I'm about to read it all. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, all right, thank you. Scott, when we have a masterpiece, we don't change it, just so you know. Did somebody go in and take a Van Gogh and modify the nose? No, we don't do that. Okay, I'm not changing the lyrics. All right, let me jump in here. I'm going to point out something first of all. Katie Britt's going to be on the show next Tuesday. I'm sure we'll talk to her about this, but she's got some pretty strong opinions. She was actually on Jeff Poor's show. Yellowhammer News reports that Katie Britt had some strong feelings about what's going on with the Trump indictments. In her words, she said Trump's being prosecuted because of where he stands on the issues and what he was able to accomplish in the America First agenda. This is what she said that I think is so true. She said, people are sick of it. And the American people are sick of seeing that we have a two-tier justice system in this country. We've gotten to the point where America is just done. She said, we're done with the way that Biden's handling things. We're done with the way Merrick Garland's handling things. And people want this country to stand for and be a nation that we know and love. That was part of my point this morning in my, a few minutes ago in my monologue, is that we look at America right now, and we don't see the same sense of loyalty and presence on the world stage. In a little while, I'm going to do my third dipper, and I'm calling it, We Want Our Country Back. And I think Katie Britt nails it here, that we're just done with not being allowed to be the country that we know we are because of these woke policies and this, you know, this travesty of justice that we're seeing with going after candidates. She says, too, I think America is sick of President Biden going after political adversaries when that very same Justice Department is turning a blind eye to the acts of the Biden family and Hunter Biden, and it's sickening. So, words there from Senator Katie Britt. Let me tell you some things that have happened in Georgia. because this whole segment is called All Trumped Up. And you know, it's kind of funny. His name almost like becomes a meme when you use it that way. But there are a lot of things about this Georgia indictment or indictments, because they indicted 19 people. It's not just Trump. It's Trump plus 18. These indictments are using novel theories of law. Alvin Bragg, the DA in New York, is using novel theories of law. The prosecution of the classified documents issue down in Florida is stretching novel theories of law. Well, Phil, it's classified documents. We all know what that stands for. Yes, and the person who can declassify them is the man who they're accusing of having them. I mean, think about it. Novel theories of law. If you have 91 indictments, I saw a Neil Cavuto interview with Vivek Ramaswamy. By the way, Vivek Ramaswamy has to be one of the sharpest people I've seen provide commentary on next to anything. I mean, just sharp as a tack. That guy's got a future in American politics, whether he becomes president or not, in my opinion. But I saw a Neil Cavuto, Vivek Ramaswamy interview that Charlene sent me earlier. I watched it during my lunch break, and man, that guy just was trying to, Cavuto was trying to manhandle him into a never Trump position, and Ramaswamy was having none of it. And he pointed out, and I thought he said it so clearly, yes, there are 91 indictments. But if we go to the point that we believe that because there's an indictment, there's guilt, then what kind of country are we? And secondly, he pointed out what I just said, is that the vast majority of these indictments are novel theories of law. If you have to stretch the law to try and make it apply, then perhaps it shouldn't have been stretched in the first place. Well, here's some things that are going to happen. Georgia. The ink is barely dry on this indictment, right? Story here on Red State. Immediately, Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for Trump, Mark Meadows has filed a motion or petition for a motion of removal. Now, the way this works is this. That's a state court indictment, all right? It's a state court indictment. You have state courts and federal courts. In state court indictments, if they contain a federal issue, there's two reasons. If they contain a federal question, they call it, in other words, an issue of federal law, or if they contain what's known as a diversity issue, which is meaning there's like people from different states are involved and you're worried about having to be subject to the jurisdiction of one state when you're in another. In either event, you're allowed, you are allowed by law to file what's known as a notice of removal to federal court. What that means is, hey, state court, you're not the right venue. I want my day in court, and I want it over there in a federal court that I trust more than you. Well, the 11th Circuit Court, federal courts, are fairly conservative. And the sense is right now that it's going to be hard. I mean, based on the way Fannie Willis and all the clowns over there in that clerk's office have been acting over the last few days, the way they've been handling this thing so far, the last thing I think that they need in terms of getting a fair trial is to stay in state court. So Mark Meadows, and I believe all of them should be allowed, Mark Meadows yesterday filed a petition for notice of removal to federal court. I believe he's got a strong chance of having it removed. Here's the thing. The way it'll work is this. The federal court will receive it under 28 U.S.C. 1442. That's the removal statute. They'll consider it. It'll be assigned randomly to a federal district court judge, who will then decide whether to, you know, receive the case into federal court or remand it back to state court for grounds that they have to cite. All said and done, I believe that one of the first things we're going to wind up seeing is this thing leaves that jackleg situation they've got right now in the state court. Here's the other thing that happened, though. Fannie Willis, she's not partisan. No, not her. Not the I'm going to get Trump lady. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has submitted to the court her proposed trial schedule. Wow. She wants to arraign the 19 charged individuals on the week of September 5th. Okay. And the district attorney's then proposed calendar would see the trial begin on March 4th, exactly 1 week before the Georgia Republican presidential primary on March 12th. March 4th is the day before Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday, of which I believe Alabama's a part. That's the biggest primary in the nation. So 1 week before Georgia, the day before the largest primary overall, oh, that's why she picked that date. But, Judge, it just happens to be the best one on my calendar. Sure. Sure it is. That's all. It's just, you know, hey, we're looking for a proper day, and we think in front of the primary is the way to go. No, nothing political here. All trumped up. Last thing I'll tell you this before we go to the break. Newsbusters.org. They track things within the media, and it's been amazing to see how little coverage has been given to the Biden corruption scandals that are swirling all around President Biden and his family. Between Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, the big three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, according to this headline, Dateline yesterday, they dedicated a combined 62 minutes on their newscast to hyping up the fourth indictment of President Trump while leaving hardly any time at all on the Biden scandals. Nothing to see here. Just a little smoke to sort of obscure the actual target. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll take this first break. We'll come right back. I'll put a lid on this all trumped up, getting you up to date on the machinations of the clown show, the goat rodeo, the mess we've got over in Georgia that is being called an indictment. Yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, keep in mind, coming up here top of the hour in a few minutes, we'll have U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us, and then next Tuesday, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. So stand by. We got all the best stuff here on Right Side Radio. A couple of texts before I jump back in. Where do I start? Let's see here. Brian from Huntsville says, I too voted for Ross Perot twice. It was not for the ears, otherwise I would have voted for Obama too. He did have some ears. He kind of had like a little elf look to him. Just yeah. And he had this voice. His voice, he talked kind of like this. He says, I'm Ross Perot. Ross Perot, good to see you. And he ran for president. I'm talking to Boomer in case y'all hadn't figured it out. Yeah. But he ran for president. And his economic platform, he talked about what he called voodoo economics. We ain't going to be playing none of that voodoo economics. He actually was a billionaire, so he bought like an hour of main TV time in the evening one night, and just sat there with what he called his voodoo economics stick. It was like a stick with feathers on it, and he had a chart, and he was talking about voodoo economics. And it's like, wow. What kind of money does it take to get an hour of prime time on the major networks out of your own pocket? But yeah.
About voodoo economics.
Voodoo economics. Flan from Hoax Bluff. I like the fact Hoax Bluff's in the house, brother. Flan from Hoax Bluff. Phil, would love for you to ask Senator Tuberville to explain the recent disclosures of futures trading in corn, wheat, and soy and cattle. Okay, so you're of the belief that they're all corrupt. No, brother, they're not. Also want to say, also want yes or no on whether he would support the Pelosi Act, airborne. Okay. All right, Flan, thanks. John from Huntsville. I guess JT's not getting any extra points today. Gary from Decatur. Remember Perot's running mate in his debate when he even back then called out the bickering and the party line politics that were crippling the country. Yeah, I do remember that. Boyd from Joppa, Alabama. Novel theories of law, talking back again about this section we're doing on the Georgia indictments. Novel theories of law still take lots of money to prove your innocence. The process is the punishment. I do not disagree. You are correct. I have told my clients as an attorney more than once that, yes, I understand you're being sued and it's unjust, but I have no choice but to tell you you're going to have to basically fight your way out of it. And that's true. And it costs money. And it's a shame. And they don't care. That's what bugs me here, too, is... And I'm taking like a moment of personal privilege in the middle of this dipper right now, but it relates. What bugs me here, too, is they do not care if they crush the little guy. Everybody knows Trump's a billionaire. Get Trump! But the vast majority of the people they sued are people of normal means who are now going to have to pay out of their pockets or hope they can set up a GoFundMe site or something. I mean, they've named some big-name lawyers who may have some money, sure. And they've named, like, you know, Rudy Giuliani. I get it. But then they've also indicted several folks. Like, one's just a state senator guy. Another one is a former county party chairman. Another one was the chaplain for a fire station who, you know, did some work for the Trump campaign. I mean, these are folks who, this is a crap indictment. It really is. And it's turning into a dog and pony show already. And now they're going to have to pay their way out of it. And that's a crying shame. Mel from Huntsville, changing the subject. Oliver Anthony, the guy that has a song that you and I have talked about so many times, Boomer. Boomer's new favorite dude.
He's my new favorite dude. I want to meet this guy.
Well, I mean, he looks like just a
good old boy.
Like just hang out. But yeah, he's got merchandise now. He's got a t-shirt here. They're showing, what's it say? Oh, living in the new world with an old soul. You need that shirt.
I need that shirt. I may be getting that shirt soon. Once I see it online, it's going on me.
I expect so. Brian from Decatur. Not sure I'm in the minority here, but why is it always seen the Republicans are on defense? If they ever appear to be on offense, it's their own 5-yard line. Furthermore, won't all the investigations done by Congress go back to the same Department of Justice that either knew? Yeah, there's that. Now, I will say this. Next year, if we can get a Senate majority, now granted, we got McConnell in charge still, so who knows. But if we can get a Senate majority and we still have a House majority, then an impeachment is likely. But just hang in there, brother. Jim from Huntsville, last one I'll take here before I go back to my topics, my content. He says, at least the most intelligent competitors still possess common sense and integrity. Okay. Oh, he sent me a link to the Chess Federation. Chess, as in the board game, chess. The Chess Federation has banned trans-identifying men from women's events. Okay.
Well, good form, right?
I guess... Yeah, I never thought about there having to be men's and women's chess, but wow.
Way to stop it. I mean, hey, at least they're stopping it.
We got to plant the flag somewhere.
I know, start it there, right?
Fucking chessboard. Don't move my queen. Get the joke?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, the things we do on this show. All right, going back to my content here, a couple more things about the Georgia mess we've got before we hit the top of the hour. Yeah, so first of all, the Georgia District Attorney, Fannie Willis, has given Trump and the others until noon on August 25th to surrender themselves, and the sheriff is saying that he will be requiring a mugshot. Yeah, that's classic. And then also this. Did you hear about the leak document? So the grand jury was still meeting. They hadn't even handed down their indictment yet. And somehow or another, the clerk's office published the indictment before it was even ready for the whole world to see online. And then she tried to go back and tried to say that there was a computer error or something like that. And then she finally admitted, well, actually, I did do that. And I'm just a human. So her thing is, she's, I have no dog in this fight. She says, I'm a human. Her name is Shay Alexander. She works in the clerk's office, the Fulton County Clerk of Courts. And she literally was under a lot of apparently pressure to make sure it all went smoothly. You know what? You had one job. You had one job, Shay Alexander, and you botched it, and you know it. And the whole world is already speculative about this whole situation, and you just made it worse. And then lastly, the interesting thing is, even though allegedly he's a Republican, the judge actually used to work under Fannie Willis in the DA's office. Oh, boy. Well, more to come. In my opinion right now, this whole thing is all trumped up. Coming up next, we'll be on the line with U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.